Christ is baptized.
In the Jordan.
The works of great teachers of spiritual life or on the spiritual lives are not easy to read. The depth and wisdom that come up from their practical experiences should lead us to change our perspective on our spiritual life. The realization that we are only at the beginning of our spiritual life or spiritual journey removes self-sanctification, satisfaction, and gives us a new inspiration. More importantly, their spiritual experience reveals our emotional, childish, shallow understanding of our own relationship with God. One of the best works to us that were written are the homilies of Saint Isaac the Syrian. And based on the testimony of many other saints, 100 years spread apart, they say that if all the writings of the Holy Fathers were lost in the world, and only the homilies of Saint Isaac remained, the world would not have lost anything. Saint Isaac begins his first out of 77 homilies with these words: "The fear of God is the beginning of virtue." In some translation, different languages, it says the awe of God instead of fear of God. In any case, it cannot be understood as a fear of some kind of God's punishment. That is a complete contradiction to Saint Isaac's understanding of God. Saint Isaac says that the fear of God springs from faith, which asks us, in a way, answers us to two important questions: who is God and who is man? Faith opens our eyes to recognize God's existence and to understand His purpose. Even the Holy Apostle Peter presents us with God's intentions with these words: "His divine power has granted to us all things that pertain to life and godliness, through which the knowledge of Him who called to us to His own glory and excellence, by which He has granted to us His precious and very great promises, that through these you may escape from the corruption that is in the world because of passion and become partakers of divine nature." For Saint Isaac, the fear of God is caused by understanding what it really means to turn away from love of God. I think it is the best way to describe when children do something out of and they misbehave and they fear their parents that they will come with a very strict punishment, and yet the parents come with love and encouragement. It's something like this: we should not be scared that God will punish us, but we should be scared that we will lose God's love for us when we fall into temptation. It is this healthy fear, the fear of losing this gift from God. All our actions have an impact on our reality. Without the fear of God, we are easily distracted by passing things of this world, and we live as we were to live forever in this world. If the fear of God is missing in our hearts, it is a sign, it is a true and solid sign, that there is a lack of living faith, which frees us from ourselves and is able to fulfill commandments that we hear in the gospel. Even the commandment that we heard today: repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. We should repent. Commandment, are we ready to partake of it? St. Isaac sensed that the fear of God is a gift that is sown in the heart when a person turns their mind away from the noise of the world and brings their thoughts to contemplation about God, about holy things. Every virtue, every Christian virtue, is rooted in silence. In this modern age, we don't think too much about it. active fulfillment of social teachings or explanations of the gospel suits us better than the formation of our inner life. It is natural, because at the end of the day, this completed activity gives us a sense of self-satisfaction. And yet, this self-satisfaction only keeps us somewhere in the shallow depths of our spiritual life, unable to let us go deeper, experience the true faith. St. Isaac tells us that our Christian formation begins with turning to God, purifying our heart, being transformed by passion so that we are freed from sin and open to God's grace. Only then we'll be able to live out the gospel to the fullest. This place where all this happens in our heart is immersed in silence. Look, St. Isaac wrote these homilies around 7th century, and it was already too noisy for him. And yet he didn't have cell phone or computers, cars, anything. I wonder what he would say nowadays about this modern world, which is several times more louder and more scattered, to the point where there is no longer possible to hear God. It is obvious that we will not develop intimate relationship with God if we devote 3 to 4 hours of television or anything, or devote so many hours to our career or work, that we use all our energy and then find ourselves completely exhausted at the end of the day, being unable to achieve even the basic spiritual needs. It is time for us to ask some difficult questions. Do I have a true relationship with God? Where is my heart? Is my heart settled in silence, or is it being scattered in a loud voice, world? How much energy do I have to cultivate this relationship with God? Do I give Him enough? Is it easy to ask these questions? It is easy to write, to even find the right answers too, but it's extremely difficult to organize our life in such a way that it does not lack silence with meeting God. It is important to spend even 5 minutes in front of the icon every day so we can create the space for God in our hearts, so we can create the place where we get to meet with our God. The more we dedicate ourselves to silence, the higher the chance that He will come, that He will see us worthy. It's a beautiful thing. St. Isaac encouraged us to undertake this effort, because only in silence can the gift of the fear of God be sown into our hearts. Christ is baptized.